Out of Mao's Shadow, The Struggle for the Soul of a New China by Philip P. Pan. Narrated by David Colacci. Copyright 2008 by Philip P. Pan. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Philip P. Pan and the Robbins Office and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. On a warm Friday night in the summer of 2001, I stood amid hundreds of thousands of young Chinese pouring into Tiananmen Square in a joyous and largely spontaneous celebration of Beijing's successful bid to host the Summer Olympics in 2008. As fireworks lit the sky and blasts from car horns echoed across the city, the exultant crowd pushed through lines of riot police, filling the square and its surrounding boulevards. "Beijing! Beijing!" the revelers chanted, many of them waving little red Chinese flags. "Long live the motherland! Long live the motherland!" University students shimmied up traffic lamps, singing the national anthem and patriotic hymns such as, "Without the Communist Party, there would be no new China." Shirtless young men ran laps around the square, trailing red and green banners and shouting obscenities in jubilation. Bicycles, motorbikes, pedicabs, and cars packed the streets, the giddy people on board flashing victory signs. From atop the Gate of Heavenly Peace, where Mao Zedong proclaimed the establishment of the People's Republic of China in 1949, and where his portrait still hangs, the men at the helm of the Communist Party looked out on the masses and basked in the outpouring of national pride. I had arrived in Beijing only months earlier, a new China correspondent for the Washington Post, and the collective outburst of joy in the political heart of the nation took me by...